This is CICK News. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Dan Messick. Each week, we provide an update about events and issues developing right across Northwest BC. CICK's Smithers Community Radio is on the dial at 93.9 FM, or you can listen online at smithersradio.com or subscribe to our podcast. CICK News broadcasts from unceded Ginamden Territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation.
Hello, today I'm speaking with Scott Clydesdale about a fundraiser that he's managing to raise money for medical supplies to send to the front lines in Ukraine. Trauma medical supplies are much needed, and people like Scott are taking it into their own hands to raise these funds in order to guarantee the people of Ukraine are receiving the help that they need. You're going to hear the name Dave Bryanton in this interview. He's an Edmonton man who just made his sixth journey to the Ukraine to deliver these supplies. He has had to organize drivers and find trusted partners to ensure that these supplies are not cut off from Ukrainians in need. Dave has delivered supplies to a civil defense unit, from rescue crews to hospital guards, of some 25,000 personnel that are not very well equipped. Scott also added after our interview that although emergency medical supplies are the most elementary type of humanitarian aid and can be life-saving, they alone are not sufficient. There are many ways to address the diverse calamities created by this war, and they all have importance. For instance, superior grade tourniquets retail at $30 to $40, and quick clotting gauze packages are around $58 at this time, although Dave obtains discounts. In another episode of CICK News, I'll be speaking to one of his partners, a New Brunswick tactical supply company called Battle Rattle, to learn about their involvement in this process, as well as we'll be speaking to Dave Bryanton. If you are inspired to get involved with this fundraiser, you can sponsor your own trail ride or hike, or you can simply make an e-transfer or send cash or checks to the shared account at the Bulkley Valley Credit Union. You can ask for the Trail Ride for Ukraine account, or if you have pen in hand, the number is 1717-8228. But don't worry, we will share this information online on our Facebook and Instagram page. Now here's my interview with the fundraiser organizer, Scott Clydesdale.
My name's Scott Clydesdale. My family, my wife, and we're raising our grandson, Dante. We have a house up in the Silver King subdivision.
Talk to me a little bit about Trail Time for Ukraine. How can people support this fundraiser for these supplies for people in Ukraine?
Well, the idea of raising donations is based on the theme Trail Time for Ukraine. Our community is very active in the outdoors, and a lot of people do a lot of things on our trails here in Smithers and Telkwa. Where I previously lived in Lake Huron, there was an institution that used to go through our townships here, and they would have walks to raise money to train therapy dogs. And there would people would take pledges and walk through towns or villages or trails, and that money was accrued and then used to train the dogs. So I thought maybe something similar might be appropriate here.
Mm-hmm. And so was Trail Time for Ukraine, was this your idea?
Yeah, as far as I know, this hasn't been applied elsewhere, but I'm not familiar with everything that's going on for fundraising for Ukraine, so I don't know. But no, it was, I guess, my experience in the past and the nature of Smithers and the people in Smithers, the activities they do came together in my head one day.
And are you an avid biker and hiker? Are you very familiar and use the trails quite often, yourself and your family?
Well, I don't bike a lot. I'm a dog guy, so myself and my trusty Akbash Riley, we're out on the trails 2.5-3 hours a day, pretty well most of the year, all around the Bulkley Valley. So it's just an extension of what I did in the past with dogs, too. We've logged thousands of miles around Lake Huron and Muskoka and in Ontario. And we did have a quarter section on Walcott in the early 2000s. And we were going to make a ranchette there kind of thing. And so we spent a lot of time hiking in there too. So yeah, we're active in the Bulkley Valley.
What is the goal that you're trying to reach, I guess, monetarily? Because this fundraiser is going until, I believe it's September 30th. Am I right in that?
That's correct. That's the date I set. And it's rather arbitrary because the gentleman, the linchpin for these deliveries from Edmonton, Alberta to Ukraine, Mr. Dave Bryanton, he goes intermittently, usually around every month and a half. He leaves on a sixth trip today from Edmonton, first off in Krakow, Poland. So I set September 30th because I thought it might capture through August, because it might capture people who come back after holidays. And I thought we might get some funds ready for, I'm anticipating a trip in October.
Oh, you're going to go in October?
No, I'm anticipating Dave returning and then leaving again in October.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought of that. It's a big problem getting passports right now. It's something that's in the back of my head, but right now I'm just taking one step at a time.
Mm-hmm. So then did you have a monetary goal that you were aiming for September 30th, or even just a ballpark?
I have to be honest. I don't know how this fundraiser will be received monetarily. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that people will respond. Had a lot of good interest so far. We have an advertisement coming up in the newspaper on the 18th of this month. Mm-hmm. And I've been waiting for a few things to be shipped here so I can put up some posters in town and in Telqua. And we'll see where it goes from there.
So what are the much needed supplies that these donations will purchase?
Dave Bryanton has contacts in Edmonton, being a big city. There are a couple of businesses there run by Canadian Armed Forces veterans, and one of them is Battle Rattle Equipment, and they supply EMS services and outdoors folks too with various supplies. And another one called CTOMS, which is also a supplier for emergency services organizations, but they also do training too. They're a training academy. Everyone from police services, fire people, first responders of any type. And he can draw because he has been purchasing a lot. He gets good discounts from them. And they're, of course, as I said, Canadian Armed Forces Veterans, so it's a Canadian company. And then Dave is responsible, along with his help, to pack those. And then he personally accompanies them over to the Ukraine, usually through Poland, I believe, he said. And they have a whole network there that distributes the packages there. And they have drivers who volunteer and put themselves at great risk to disperse the supplies. I'm focusing on medical supplies, specifically trauma medical supplies, because in my opinion, they can be life-sustaining, and they're a bridge to surgery and prosthetics and rehabilitation for people after this terrible war has ended. So that's my personal slant on it. Dave and his group, they also send equipment that would prevent injury, such as helmets, footwear, eye protection and ear protection, chest or back plates, like you've heard about armor, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Yeah. So all that stuff finds its way. We're talking about tons of stuff that's passed through Edmonton since the war started.
Yeah, and so, you know, you've said as well that this is his sixth trip over there, and yeah, obviously putting himself at great risk as a, you know, and he's a citizen, but do you think that, you know, is the Canadian government doing enough to support this, or do you feel like to support, you know, refugees and also people who are still in Ukraine who are in need of these supplies, but do you think that the Canadian government is doing enough, or do you feel like it's come down to citizens taking this kind of care into their own hands?
I think governments that are supporting the Ukraine are doing what they can. It's just that given the Ukrainian diaspora in Canada, all over, especially in the West, though, people want to do something. Mm-hmm. And for me, the impact, as I said, of trauma supplies, medical supplies, they guarantee people have a chance, given the nature of the kind of wounds that people, not just the military, but, you know, civilians too, mm-hmm. Those kinds of trauma, medical trauma, are life-changing, and they happen whether you have defensive equipment or not. So I'm focusing on that, and I'm thinking about all the young men and women who will have to continue with their lives after the war, and it's a way of bringing them, as I said, to surgery and perhaps prosthetics and rehabilitation. And I just don't feel comfortable speaking, you know, for international or national government and what they're doing or not doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that it's a wonderful initiative, and also it's incredibly brave what Dave's doing as well. But I think that too, you know, the groundwork and people like, you know, yourself taking initiative to help raise these funds is so important. And so I hope that people hear this and that they're inspired to help out. And so just for a little bit of housekeeping here. So Trail Time for Ukraine is for folks using Smithers and Telqua trails for any kind of activity. And they're asked to donate and or collect pledges for their outings. But there's also a donation account, and I will include this on our Facebook page, but there's a donations account at BV Credit Union that you can make donations and they can be remitted by envelope there, or you can also make an e-transfer. Scott, I really appreciate you giving me the time today. Was there anything that I didn't ask that you think is important for people to know about this fundraiser or the work that Dave and yourself are doing?
Well, I just wanted to mention that if people want to follow along, they can use Dave Bryant's Facebook page, Freedom is Not Free. And I also want to just mention that there's many ways to help people who have been affected by the war. It's not just what this particular initiative is doing. There's also other groups in Smothers and elsewhere that are helping people who are temporary settling. And very things what one might consider small, such as an extra bike or an extra computer, that's very welcome too. Helping people find housing. So that's being done, you know, right here, right now in Canada. But certainly there's somewhat of an intensity to the actual effect of living in a war zone that may direct myself and other people to contributing in the way I am. So there's many ways to help out. This is just one way.
Thank you so much for that.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, Scott, thanks a lot for speaking with me today. If you'd like to donate, once again, the account at Bulkley Valley Credit Union is number 1717-8228. Or if you just ask for the Trail Time for Ukraine account, I'm sure that they'll help you out. You can also send a check or just cash to that account, or you can also make an e-transfer. And the email address for the e-transfer is ukrainemedicalaid@citywest.ca.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.